Marks Podcast. My name is Elizabeth Savion, and thank you for joining me on another episode of this podcast. I'm here at Hi Hello Labs in downtown Orlando, where you can find anything for your events, your podcast production, or any video audio needs. They are amazing, and I love my studio space, as well as the people that come on to share their stories. And so if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. All of that helps us to grow this podcast and grow the community that where we talk about healing, how to cultivate friendships, and how to become the best version of yourself. So for Women's Month, I wanted to bring on women that are making an impact locally and that are being empowering and also doing their dream and fulfilling that. And so I wanted to introduce Maria from Stemma. Welcome to Beauty Marks Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Of course. I actually, since when you guys first opened Stemma, I went in there and I'm like, this is beautiful. Like, I love it. I'm like, I feel so comfortable here. It feels so homey. And so how did that start?
It's started 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. My husband passed away from cancer. So I found myself, what am I going to do? My husband was such an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. That I wanted to do something to keep him alive. Mm. And we have the farm in Nicaragua, farm coffee. I had the license already. So I said, you know what? I told my middle child, Rebecca, let's start this adventure. Mm. Let's do something to keep his memory alive, his legacy. It's a four generation. Mm-hmm. So that's how we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it really was out of the loss of your husband that pushed you to do this. But your family has been in the coffee business for how long?
Four generations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so in Nicaragua, you guys have coffee farms. And like, how is that?
Well, it's my husband inherited the mm-hmm. farm. Oh, and wow. Like, 11 years ago, we went in. We mm-hmm. started making sure that we produce the best coffee that we could think of. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I think it's time that we start sharing what we have mm-hmm. to the United States. And that's when I got the license. Mm-hmm. I started importing while he mm-hmm. was still alive.
Okay.
And then when he passed away, I said, this is the time. Mm-hmm. I made the decision this is him.
Yeah.
So this is my way of saying thank you. Mm. And yeah. I'm keeping him alive.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have a picture of him at the coffee shop as you enter. And it's a beautiful portrait of him. And I think that that's when you go into Stemma, that's what I feel. It's like it feels like it's family owned, but it's so much love within that's made in it. And so first, what's your favorite drink from that you guys have on the menu?
It's funny that you ask. I will tell you, it would be Dirty Mama. And Dirty Mama has a story behind
it. Okay, tell us.
The Dirty Mama is called when you mix a drink with espresso shot. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea about that. Mm-hmm. So I made my own horchata, mm-hmm. homemade, and then my daughter mixed it with the espresso, and she called it Dirty Mama. I got insulted. I said, how can you call it Dirty Mama? And she goes, and then she explained it to mm-hmm. me. That's why it's called Dirty, because you mix one thing with the other.
Okay.
So now I love the idea. Yeah. It's somehow mm-hmm. people are loving it. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy that it's there,
yes.
And it was my creation.
I love that. You see, you got to try different things out to make it happen.
I'm always thinking, what can I do? What next can we mm-hmm. do?
And actually, my favorite drink that I've been drinking since you guys opened is the huerito.
Huerito.
Oh, so good. It's like with pineapple foam, right, on the top. So good. I drink it with oat milk, but it's like condensed milk, and it's just delicious.
That also has a story.
Yeah.
That's Rebecca's creation.
Okay.
And that is also in honoring her dad. Mm. My husband, even though he was from Nicaragua, he studied in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So he was very white and blonde. Mm-hmm. So they call güerito yeah. to the white people.
Yeah, same in Honduras. Honduras también.
So when I met him, he called me güera, and I called him güera. And that's how we went through. So when he passed away, she wanted to do something that will have his name.
Yeah.
So one of her favorite pastries from Nicaragua mm-hmm. is pastel de piña.
Okay.
So she wanted to infuse something like that. So mm-hmm. she wanted to use the piña. And since the piña is blonde, she kind of represented in honoring her mm-hmm. dad, calling it Güerito.
Wow.
So that house.
You guys are so creative. I love this because I feel like when you see stuff on menu, like you really don't ever think about like what came into it. It's like, oh, it's just there, you know, but I love the behind the scenes, like what kind of inspires those drinks and all of that. So I'm guessing with a lot of your menu items, it is like that?
Yeah, kind so of.
How
yeah.
about the food? What is your favorite food option?
Well, the Nika bowl is yes. my creation. Uh-huh. Bottom line is I want to share with people. Mm-hmm. I love to cook. Mm-hmm. I love to cook. And mm-hmm. I want to be able to bring something different mm-hmm. to this world, mm-hmm. you know, to greet everyone as my husband used to be. Mm-hmm. He used to be the funniest person, the first mm-hmm. one to dance, mm-hmm. the smile all the time, even on his bad days. Mm-hmm. He never complained. Mm-hmm. So that's what STEMA stands for, mm-hmm. you know, to greet everyone as a family, mm-hmm. to make you feel welcome. Mm-hmm. And what more can I say? It's through the food yeah. and through the drinks that I want people to recognize the STEMA. For me, like I always say, the cup of coffee that you drink at STEMA is not just a cup of coffee. That cup of coffee has a love story. Mm-hmm. And it comes all the way from Nicaragua, from the hard work of the people in Nicaragua mm-hmm. to make sure that we do everything that is in our power to bring it to you for you to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And trust me, it's really good. It's Thank really you. Good. You guys need to go check it out.
I appreciate that.
No, and I appreciate you being here to share part of his story. When it comes to, I know that like a big part of it is him not being here anymore. Yeah. And so he was a dentist, right? Yes. And while he was before he got ill. Mm-hmm. And so how were kind of like your best memories of him?
As a dentist, one thing that most of the patients will remember him is that he would always whistle while he was working mm-hmm. in them, like singing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he was such an amazing guy that mm-hmm. I feel honored that I was his wife.
Yeah. You guys were together for
35 years.
35. Wow.
I keep saying it was ridiculous the way that we were mm-hmm. because 35 years and at home by ourselves watching a movie or anything, we were holding hands. Mm-hmm. It was so ridiculous.
No, that's love. That's what we all want.
But I keep telling myself, why did you do that? You know, because I miss him so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was like the love of your life.
Yeah.
And like what a gift to be loved that way for that long. And what you're doing today of like holding on to his legacy and doing something. So what kind of pushed you amidst the pain of his loss, right? Because like grief is a journey and grief is something that a lot of us like think like, oh, like people continue moving on. So what kind of ignited you to be like, all right, I'm in pain and I'm hurting because he's not here, but like I still want to do this. Like, what kept you going?
God. God, he's right beside me. And I know if I'm doing this, is to bring a little bit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a story that they have to fulfill. Mm-hmm. And I hope in my story, people remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people are because like you've created a space that's beautiful, that feels at home, and you're bringing in the culture, which is from Nicaragua. And then I feel like the way that you even still talk about him, your family. I know your daughter, so your middle daughter, Rebecca. She's the one that works with you. Mm-hmm. How is that dynamic of working in family? Tell us the honest truth.
Well, I'll tell you this. With my husband, I work with him too.
Yeah.
But it was perfect because he was doing his thing. I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
With my daughter, she's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing. But sometimes we click. But it's part of it. I know, you know, at the end of the day, I love my daughter. And I see my husband through her too.
Because they're very alike. Or are you and her more alike?
I would say half and half.
Okay.
She has like fixtures mm-hmm. that are his.
Yeah.
So.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
And so as like an entrepreneur, because even though you did this as a way of like leaving your legacy, right? And his legacy and for your family, like you're an entrepreneur. Like you are someone that has created something, a woman-owned business here in Orlando, starting from nothing, right? So how has that journey been for you?
It's been hard, but I love it because I think we all, if you focus on a purpose, and no matter what the obstacles you have, you will be challenging yourself to get one out of the way until you reach where you want to reach. And I believe I'm just starting. So I do have a whole life to proceed and get to wherever I need to go. From something bad that I lost my husband, I wanted to take only the good things and the negative, the sadness, I wanted to bring it into, change it to something positive.
So that's your beauty mark. That's like what you made that was the hardest thing, but you made it into something beautiful, like physically, because it's literally super nice, but it's also how sometimes the narratives of things that happen to us, because we can be sucked there. Yeah. We can get stuck, and sometimes it's valid, right? Like your husband passing away, that's very painful. And maybe someone's like, hey, she hasn't been social for 3 years. It's like she lost someone, but you decided to still move forward and do something. So I admire you, and I'm so proud of you for doing that. And that's why I wanted you to come on here to share that, because I feel like sometimes we let things stop us from continuing to live a life. What were you doing before everything happened? Like, what were you doing before you became an entrepreneur?
Well, like I said, I was working with him. So I was 24 hours with him. We worked together.
So more on the operations part of the business?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of your role within now.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. And so what kind of where do you see Stemma going now?
Well, I go one day at a time. I do have high dreams, big dreams for Stemma, because my purpose is to make a chain of love. So any way that I can reach to anybody through a cup of coffee, I'll be happy for that.
Yeah. You guys know I'm a mental health advocate, and I talk about therapy a lot because I have seen how life-changing it has been for my life through things that I've walked through, and has helped me to have tools to navigate life. If you have a clinical mental health issue like depression or anxiety, therapy can give you the tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I am excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible to us all. Finding a therapist can be really hard, especially when you're limited to the options in your area. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, you can get matched with a professional therapist in a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist by following the link betterhelp.com/beautymarkspodcast. By clicking that link, it helps support this show, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. And because finding a therapist is kind of like dating, if you don't really fit with that therapist, you can find a better match for you by easily switching to a new therapist at no additional cost. I have been in therapy on and off for the past few years and have embraced looking for help when I need it. I have found so much support through different seasons of my life, and I know you can too. So if you're struggling or need to talk to someone, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Better H-E-L-P. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/beautymarkspodcast. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. Now back to the show. So as someone that goes to a coffee shop and doesn't really know that much about coffee, we're just like, we drink it and it's so great. What is something that we should know about the backstory of coffee, or like?
There is a process. It's a process that takes months in the farm. You have to give the plant the food that it needs. You have to be on the lookout for any type of diseases or anything. It's very delicate. So there's a lot of yourself putting in there mm-hmm. to make sure that you prevent all that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with nature, you never know. Yeah. Sometimes it rains a lot, then it can be a problem. If it doesn't rain that much, it will be a problem also. So it's trying to balance and then having the right people mm-hmm. that share the same as you. Mm-hmm. Is that the love for the coffee. I feel honored that I'm doing this, and also the views that you get in the farm is just a plain disconnection from the world and it's one-on-one with Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I hope one day I can share with people. Mm-hmm. I have big plans.
Like coffee tours.
Yes. I have my mind is going crazy.
So you're a creative, like you're a visionary when it comes to businesses and all of that. That's beautiful.
I want to share what I experience. Yeah. I believe I'm lucky to have all this. Mm-hmm. And I want to share it with people because what more can heal you than nature? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from there, all the people that are working in Nicaragua in the farm, it could be any other country that has coffee too, because mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard work, and then bring it here, mm-hmm. all the process that you have to go through, and then to make sure that it's roasted the correct way mm-hmm. for you to get the perfect coffee. Mm. It's just the process after process, but when you do it with love, it makes a difference.
Yeah. My when I think about the coffee farm, ever since I went to STEMA and you guys told me that, so my grandpa, he passed away in 2019. He in Honduras, he started a coffee farm, and so that's something that I got to see when I went in 2016 to Honduras, and just seeing that, and I feel like I was. Maybe I just didn't like grasp the concept of it like fully when I was there, like, okay, this is nice. Like, I'm hot. Like, it's hot in Honduras. But like now hearing that, I'm like, wow, like I wish I would have like really asked him those questions of like the whole process behind it. Because that coffee farm is still there, but it's kind of passed on to someone else now. So it's not in the family like that anymore. So I sometimes think about that, like there's so much that you can learn from like our roots of where we come from, you know, and like the people and the stories behind what they do and like the generations that are passed beyond. And sometimes it's just asking those questions to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because like now you guys are able to pass it on to your next generation and on. So that's beautiful.
Thank you. I have to say though, I am very proud of being having the opportunity mm-hmm. to do this. Being Hispanic, mm-hmm. and I would have never thought mm-hmm. that I'm doing what I'm doing. So I'm enjoying every single moment of it.
What would you tell, like, someone that maybe feels like they're either not, like, they missed their mark, maybe they're too old or too young to do something, like, to start over? Like, what advice would you give to that person?
You, as long as you're living, you can make your dreams come true. You just have to focus on them and hold on tight to God, that mm-hmm. he will lead your way.
Mm-hmm. I love that. When we were sitting one time at STEMA and you were kind of telling me just like advice about like life, you know, so what would you tell your 28-year-old self? Because I'm 28. So I would love for you to share some advice. What would you tell your 28-year-old self today?
No worry, life is short. Enjoy every second of it and enjoy the ride. Mm. Give yourself the love that you need. Mm-hmm. Every single time that you see in the mirror, see the best of you. Mm-hmm. And the negative, make it be the one to push you to do better.
Because mm-hmm. those are the things that really push us for huge change. Like, I feel like as much as sometimes the hardest parts, we want to avoid it, we're like, especially right now in the culture, right? Everybody wants an easy life. Like, no negativity, no problems. And like, as much as yes, we can sometimes put boundaries and stuff, hard things are going to happen. Yes. Hard things happen in life, and that's just life. Like, you can't get away from that. Mm. And I feel like that's such a good way of seeing it. It's like, how can I make the hard stuff in life into like good? Or how can I use this to make a change in my life? Because when I think about the pain points in my life of like breakups or like job losses or like grief of losing someone that you care about, I feel like after that, I had that moment of reflection to be like, I want to, something different, you know? Life is short. I don't want to be here a year from now, you know? So I think that that's a mindset. Do you think that that's the way it's like you deciding to change that?
I always tell my kids, nothing is impossible. Aim for the stars, and you're the one that can reach to it if you put yourself into reaching that. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're alive. Nothing can stop you.
Yeah. So if your husband saw all the things in the legacy that you've built today, the beautiful coffee shop in downtown Orlando that you and your daughter are doing, what do you think he would say?
I would really hope that he's proud of me.
Yeah, he is proud of you. He is. And you're doing an amazing job. And I love for you to share today a little part of him and a little note. And I can see even in like your tears, it's more of just because of all the love that you have and like how you said that you miss him. And that's beautiful because you're doing that here. Like you still did it. And you can say that you did that for him.
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing it for him.
Yeah. You're like, we're going to need some tissues.
Yeah, I think we do.
We cry here on Beauty Marks Podcast. It's okay. No, but thank you for sharing part of his story. And I know that for someone that maybe feels like they had something hard happen in their life, it's like, you are encouraging them with that, you know? So at least as a business owner in that area, as a woman, what are maybe some challenges that you've had to overcome for yourself to be like in the room? Like, do you get faced in the coffee industry? Is there a lot of women?
I don't know much about that. I do know that throughout all this, I have met so many nice people that have been able that help us mm-hmm. through the beginning without even knowing us. Mm-hmm. So what can I say? Don't give up. Just do what your heart tells you. And I know you will always find your way.
Yeah.
And there's always people willing to help out. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. Even in the community of women, I feel like if we have learned something, it's so beautiful and we're able to help someone else start, or because we were sometimes a beginner.
Yeah.
And, you know, so being able to share the knowledge or share the resources and all of that, like that's in my heart too. Like as much as like I do events for women and stuff, I'm like, if I can help someone that was in my shoes, like I would love to do that.
Yeah. Why not? You know, like this is, we're all in the same, we're mm-hmm. in the same world. So yeah. We are a big family.
Yeah.
So we should help each other.
Yeah. love that. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for sharing. And is there any last things that you would like to share before we wrap up?
No, I'm just honored that we're sitting here today and having this conversation. And thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much. And if you guys want to check out the amazing coffee shop here in downtown Orlando, make sure to do so at Stemma. I will put all their information down below. They are located in pretty much the heart of Orlando. And try their huerito and the Dirty Mama. Thank you guys so much. I hope that her story encouraged you that what you can do after pain that happens in our life and like how to push that to leave a legacy and also inspire others. So make sure to subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and I'll see you guys next week.